frustrating, disappointing, and utter dismay. Nonetheless, hope is not lost. Niger, Burkina Faso, and Mali are very important components of the West African bloc. ECOWAS, over the period, has been mediating with these countries to bring these countries back to constitutional rule. Unfortunately, on Sunday, three countries came together and made a pronouncement that they ceased existing as members of the ECOWAS community. This is not good news. These three countries have a common characteristics. These countries are threatened by terrorist activities and internal politics. And so it is very important that ECOWAS re-engages these countries and have them to come to the table and for us to discuss as a community to advance our common aspiration as people of the West African bloc.
Niger, particularly, I understand, was unhappy after a scheduled meeting for it to present its side of the argument to find a solution to their concerns, and that ECOWAS basically refused to attend the meeting, for which reason they decided, okay, enough of this, we are getting out. How do you respond to it, especially since you have been leading the negotiation efforts with Niger?
It's unfortunate, Peter, because I was myself in Abuja with my colleague foreign ministers that are part of the mediating team. We were all bound to travel to Niger on that very fateful day. And unfortunately, in the morning hours, we couldn't get the landing permit from the Nigerian authorities. And many calls were made. And then around midday, the landing permit was issued to the flight that was hired by ECOWAS. And when we were just about to board the flight to meet with our brothers in the Republic of Niger to start the negotiation, unfortunately, we learned that the aircraft that was hired by the ECOWAS Commission, had technical difficulties. And so we could not fly that evening. And then ECOWAS immediately had a press release in which it expressed its utter disappointment, its utter regret in not having that mission held on that very day. And it apologized to the authorities of Niger and requested that another day be scheduled for the mediation. Importance of this negotiation, the greater importance of bringing back these countries to constitutional order is for the collective prosperity, collective stability, peace and security of the West African bloc.
I was going to ask you whether ECOWAS will still engage with these countries, including Niger, to try to resolve this political impasse and the decision to move away from the regional bloc. But then some also are expressing concern that ECOWAS is unduly being influenced by powers that be outside Africa, for which reason they are uncomfortable to be members.
Peter, these claims are not uncommon. And during perilous times like these, people will be suspicious of each other. But I will tell you, in the 64th summit of the heads of state and government of the ECOWAS community, a public vote was conducted where members, selected Sierra Leone and Togo as the key mediators, between ECOWAS and the authorities of Niger to be backstopped by Nigeria and Benin. But largely, I will tell you, this is an ECOWAS endeavor, and it's an endeavor that is not adulterated by any external interest whatsoever. It is purely an ECOWAS aspiration for peace and security to be attained in these Sahelian countries and for West Africa in general to be peaceful and conducive for investment and for the development of the people of the West African community.
Where do you think ECOWAS should go from here following this announcement of these countries deciding to pull out immediately?
The rules of the game is if a member state wants to withdraw from the community, an application will be made, which will be considered in a year. And I think we have an opportunity now. No formal letter or such application of withdrawal has been so far sent to the ECOWAS Commission. So we have an opportunity now to engage with these member countries and to find a way out of this deadlock. And I believe There could be legitimate reasons, you know, but then at the end of the day, the people of Niger, the people of Burkina Faso and Mali constitute about 15% of the general population of West Africa and half the geographical size of the sub-region. And so therefore, it is very important that these countries remain to be part of ECOWAS.